recording your podcast in Logic Pro. One of the first things you want to do when you open Logic, especially for the first time, is make sure that you can see all of the settings and all of the options that you have available to you. It's a lot of things that I'll be talking about in the tutorials that you might not see on your screen, and that's because you are not enabling the advanced features of Logic. So this might look a lot different from what you see when you open Logic the first time. And in order to make sure you can see as much as possible, we're going to enable those settings right now. So head to Logic menu, go to Preferences, and go to Advanced Tools. You want to make sure that all of these are checked. It might seem like a lot, but just to ensure that you can see everything you need to see, make sure all of these are checked, and there's a simple button at the bottom. You can just hit Enable All, and that will make sure you can see as many settings as possible. The last thing that you might want to change, this is more of a preference thing, is your transport bar up top. That's where you see the time, the bars and the beat, the tempo, etc., etc. If you click the gear, you can customize. You can change this to time, to beats, beats and time, etc. Or you can customize this. Right click, and customize control bar and display. And you can check as many or as few of these options as you want. It might seem like clutter, so it's totally up to you in terms of how much you want to see. The main things that you can never get rid of is the time. The time is going to be there no matter what, and that way you can see how long you've been recording for. And when you're playing back and doing editing, you can see what time things are happening. You can make notes based on the timestamps there. Just makes things easier. The rest of these are just various options. A lot of these are going to be for music production, so you probably don't need them. But again, you can go through and kind of check these and just get them set to however you're comfortable. This is how to record and edit your podcast in Apple Logic Pro. This is probably one of the most important steps and one of the first steps that you'll need to do in order to record anything in Logic. And that is how to get your mic set up, how to get Logic reading the input of your mic, and how to start recording. So first things first, in Logic, head to the Logic menu, go to Preferences, go to Audio. And the main thing you want to look at is your device here, these first two drop-down menus. Any device is a piece of hardware outside of your computer that records the audio and spits it into Logic via whatever cable you have plugged in. So depending on what you're using, this will be different. If you're using a mic like the Blue Yeti, you will want to look for Blue Yeti. If you're using a mixer, it might have a different name. If you're using a audio interface like I am, that will have a different name as well. So find your device. For me, it's going to be Motu plus Soundflower. And make sure your output and your input are set to the same thing. Your buffer size here, when you're recording, you want to be at either 128 or 256. When you're done recording and you're editing and doing mixing and post-production, you want to be at 1024. So I'll set this to 128 for now. You shouldn't have to worry about anything else. Hit apply. And once this loads, your device is set. One last thing before we move on, the record menu up at the top, you want to make sure that you have low latency mode enabled. This will eliminate any delay between your recording and what you hear back through the headphones. So your channel strip here on the left-hand side is where you're going to set the input of your device. The first menu here, or excuse me, the second little input here. Click that, and depending on what device you're using, you'll have different options here. If you're using a USB mic, chances are you only have the option for input 1 and 2. So go ahead and select that. And you shouldn't need to worry about anything else. Once you select the input, you'll be ready to record. So what you want to do is hit the track here in the arrange window, whichever one you want to use. You can rename it if you want. Let's just say mic. Boom. The R means the track is enabled to record. The I means you are monitoring your mic, which means if you have your headphones plugged into your audio device, you will be able to hear yourself talk through the mic. You definitely want to make sure this is on because you want to be sure as you're recording that you're not talking too quiet or too loud. You want to be able to make sure the mic sounds good. You'll be able to hear the difference if you get too close or too far away from your mic and how that changes and affects the sound. And you want to make sure you can hear that so you can keep it consistent all the way through. So once you have the R and the I here checked and ready to go, you are ready to record. All you need to do right now is hit R on your keyboard and you'll start recording. Now, most of the time, Logic is set to begin recording with a click, the metronome here, which is clicking the tempo for you. All you have to do to turn that off is click the icon here in the top or use the K on the keyboard to turn that on or off. If you're podcasting, you're not recording to music, so you can leave that off. Once you're done recording, just hit spacebar and you're good to go. You can see the audio is here in the blue region labeled mic, and it will label the audio region based on whatever the name of the track is. And that's it. That's all you need to do. Podcasting in Logic Pro. This is a very, very quick video. I just want to explain the time element up here in the transport bar. If anyone has never worked in audio or video before, this might seem like a lot of numbers to account for when you're listening through. Basically, it's divided into five different sections. So you start with the hour. So this is hour one. We are at 0 minutes. We are at 0 seconds. And then the last is frames and then tenths of frames. So as I'm listening through, you can see how these scroll. 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 4 seconds, etc., and it goes. So you don't really have to worry about the frames here, unless you're trying to sync to video, which you probably aren't, so you don't have to worry about that. But hour one, a lot of people are confused that it doesn't start at hour zero. It's just this is the first hour of recording, 0 minutes, 48 seconds, etc. So hopefully that clears that up as you're listening through.
Thanks for listening to Logic Pro 10 here on Anchor.fm. Please be sure to favorite my station and I'll favorite you back. If you have music and audio recording questions, please call in and I will do my best to answer your inquiry. I would love to hear your project, so be sure to share them with me here on Anchor.fm/Logic. Do you have a tip or trick on using Logic? Please call in and share your knowledge. Stay tuned to anchor.fm/logic for more on our feature guest, Podcast Masters. Appropriately enough, today we are focusing on using Logic Pro to produce podcasts. In future episodes, we will focus on music production, mixing, and a plethora of other topics related to creating music and sound using Logic Pro. I may sound like a heartless computer-generated voice, but I really can rock out with soul, and you cannot tell me that isn't funky. Thanks to Anchor.fm and Logic Pro 10, my artificial intelligence now has soul power. Hit me.
Podcasting in Logic Pro. This is a quick explanation of what tools you have available to you for your pointer, aka your mouse, when you're working in the arrange window here in Logic. Anything that you're doing with audio regions is going to be controlled by the type of mouse cursor that you have highlighted, and we're going to be able to change a few of those things. First of all, let me pull just a random region of audio in here somewhere. Not even going to listen to it. I just want to make sure you guys can see. Okay, so first of all, make sure you obviously have the advanced all the advanced options selected. I cover that in a different video. But what we're looking for here is right in the middle, towards the top of the screen, and this is two menus for your cursor. So the first menu, this chooses what your normal cursor is going to do. So pointer is the standard. You have options like pencil, you can draw automation, scissors tool, you can splice audio regions, cut them in half basically. Mute tool, there's fades, marquee, etc., etc. So all of these are going to be explained in a different video, but this is what your main pointer is going to do by itself. Now this other option here, this is the same exact menu, but this is going to be an additional option for when you hold command and click the pointer. So right now it's automatically selected to be the marquee tool. So if I hold command, my pointer turns into the marquee. And this is used for a bunch of different things. Mainly what I do use it for is to highlight particular parts of audio, get rid of them. So, and again, you can change this to whatever you want. So that way when you hold command without having to go to this menu and change it, you hold command and you have this other option available to you. So those are the two ways to use your cursors in Logic. I wanted to explain a little bit on when your podcast is recorded with voices on separate tracks, how to split those up, why you need to split those up, and the difference between mono and stereo. So, first of all, a mono source is one signal coming from one input source. So, if we're podcasting, we're talking about your voice going into one microphone, going into one input on whatever type of device you're using to record. So that's mono, it's one track. Stereo is two tracks. Now, in a general sense, we mix in stereo because almost all speakers have a left and a right channel. Two speakers, you have two ears, you have two earbuds for your headphones, et cetera, et cetera. So you should mix in stereo. And the difference and the confusion comes into podcasting because some devices like the Zoom recorders and plugins for Skype like Ecamm and Pamela, a lot of those will record a stereo file. The left channel will be solely one voice and the right channel will be a totally different voice, which is super convenient because you have one file. But when it comes time to mix your show, you want to actually extract those, make them two separate mono tracks so that you have each voice isolated on its own track. You can mix them separately because no two voices are going to be the same. You need to handle the mixing for each voice differently. So in Logic Pro, the quickest way to split these up is actually not splitting them up at all. It's isolating one channel over the other, which is going to give you a single mono signal. So here I have
a recording that was done with two ATR2100s plugged into a Zoom H4N. Final recording is a stereo track, and you can hear, I'll play a little bit.
Thanks for joining us on the Impact Entrepreneur Show today.
Thank you. There is one voice that was on the left and the other voice.
I used to have very vivid dreams as a kid.
Is on the right. I'm not sure if you can hear that clearly, but you can definitely see it in the waveform. The left up here and the right down here. So in Logic, if you're using Logic, you can follow me with this. The easiest thing to do is simply duplicate the track onto two separate tracks. So we'll maybe name one left and one right. On my my channel strip over here on the left-hand side, under the input button, where you normally select an input, I have the option of changing something from stereo to mono. If I just click, and if I click and hold, I can actually isolate one of these channels. So I'm going to make this only the left channel of this file, and then I'll come down here and make this only the right channel of the file. And now I'm able to mix the host and the guest separately. When it comes time to mix, I'm still going to mix in stereo. You can see my master channel here, stereo out. Still going to bounce in stereo because I will be adding music and sound effects and everything else. So I definitely want all that to stay stereo. So the important thing for you to take away if you're listening to this, watching this, is find a way to split your voices up so that you can have each voice on its own track and then take it from there.
This video, I want to explain the snap function in Logic, and this affects, similar to drag mode, this affects how, when you drag your regions, how they get placed. If you open the snap menu, you have a ton of options, and the one I want you to really stick with is smart. Smart snap is basically when you drag this around, it's going to give you a relative position based on how far in or out you are zoomed. So it moves a lot further when I'm zoomed out, and when I'm zoomed in here at the very front end of this region, I can move it very small increments back and forth. So this is the main one that you want to stick with, and if you're having trouble getting a very precise drag on your region, just zoom in further and you can get it lined up as you need to. The rest of these have to do with more of music production. Snap to the bar means it's only going to let you move in bigger increments that are relative to the bars and beats that you have here. So by the way, these numbers up here reflect bar 1, bar 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you don't really need to worry about that because you're not making music or recording to a click. So just ignore that altogether. Stick with the smart. And if that's annoying you for some reason, you have the option if you hover over this to turn it on and off. But again, just focus on how far you are zoomed in or out, and that will make the difference for you.